You're allergic to that button.
That made me laugh. If a man would follow today the teachings of the Old Testament, he would be a criminal. If he... Crap, do it again. If he would, you idiot.
Okay.
If a man would follow today the teachings of the Old Testament, he would be a criminal. If he would follow strictly the teachings of the New, he would be insane. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
This is the part where you say, hey, and welcome back, everybody. Hope you all had a great week.
Fine, you can say
it. I'm taking over.
Whatever. That's what you do anyway.
We had a busy week, I will say that. But then again, that's kind of getting old because that's what we seem to say all the time because we always have busy weeks.
Well, we're about to not have a busy week.
Are we?
We're going on vacation.
Well, as of Thursday.
As of Thursday. So next week's show is going to be pre-recorded?
Yes. Right? Yes. Yeah. It's the only way it's getting done.
Yeah. So it should be the interview with Gleb and the Truth Out Pledge, I think it's called. I know it. It's really early.
Yeah. You got to work on that. Yeah. The early morning thing.
Yeah.
This is where we are the polar opposites again, as I'm a morning person and he is not.
And you complete me.
Oh, here we go. Yes, that is correct. And don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On with the show.
We can do Twitters.
That's usually how it goes.
So we don't have very many, but very much appreciated.
Yes, it
Twitter
is.
Twitter followers.
It is indeed.
We have Stephanie, Andy, Three Idiots and a Pigskin, Atheist Candidates, and Intentional Insights.
Very nice. Nothing you screwed up this week.
Not yet.
Yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yes, dear.
Yeah. Where can they follow us?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Every week.
Secular Yakking, right?
Yeah,
that's it?
Mostly got at.
Damn it.
At Secular Yakking.
At Secular Yakking. I'm getting better.
Yes.
Sort of. Got, what, 2/3 out of that?
I suppose. All right, I suppose we can get on with the news. That's what everybody's here for.
That is usually how it goes.
All right. World of Faith leaders on trial for beating a gay man.
What?
Yeah. 23-year-old Matthew Fenner claims that more than 20 people blocked him from leaving a prayer service in 2013 for slapping, punching, and choking him for more than 2 hours.
What? Wait, that's how they blocked him from leaving?
Well, they blocked him and then did that.
Why? Just because he's gay?
Yeah. Sarah Anderson is
for
one...
2 hours?
For 2 hours, yes.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was in the name of Jesus, yes.
Again, they want me to join their club? I don't see it happening.
Oh, I know.
I mean, why would you want to be a part of that kind of behavior? And again... They call us the immoral ones.
Right.
Anyways, I'm complaining. Go.
Anyway, Sarah Anderson is one of the 5 members of the World of Faith Church in North Carolina who has been charged with assault of Matthew Fenner. Speaking in court, Anderson said she believed Fenner was unclean and sinful.
Oh, and that's the reason for beating the crap out of him?
We're not there yet.
Okay.
After the minister of the church, Brooke Covington, launched a reported 2-hour-long verbal assault on the man.
Well, that's... actually take a second and imagine doing that for 2 hours. That's, like, insane.
Yeah, just yelling at someone for 2 hours.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You know, listening to it read and, you know, you listen, you get it. It's crazy. But when you actually pause and just imagine what you did in the last 2 hours or something like that.
Can you imagine standing there yelling at somebody for 2 hours straight?
Whether listening to it or giving it.
Right.
That's just crazy.
Okay. The minister told Fenner that God said there's something wrong in your life, right?
So God was talking to him then?
Yeah, Fenner's
the crazy one.
Yeah, God, yeah. Covington, who faces charges of kidnapping and assault.
Good.
Where was I? pointed out his sexual orientation during the attack, which was intended to, quote, expel his homosexual demons.
So, wait. Who was charged with kidnapping and assault? The guys who did the beating,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's what
Covington.
I thought, okay.
Brooke Covington, who is the minister of World of Faith
is
Church.
Male or female?
That's a female, I do believe.
I was going to say, usually Brooke is a female.
Yeah.
That's two women.
That's two women out of 20 people.
No, I know, but it's interesting. Anyways, go ahead.
Anyways, and then they began to beat him and choke him for two more hours.
So wait a minute. A total of 4 hours? Is that what you're telling me?
Yep, so 2 hour long verbal assault and then a 2 hour beating.
What was this? Just a church sermon to beat someone and verbally beat someone for 4 hours?
Yeah.
And people sat around and watched? Is that how it went down?
Apparently 20 people joined in, not just sat around and watched.
Jesus Christ, what is wrong with people? I'm just saying.
I know. That from what I read during the research of this story, this is...
Research of this story? Is that what you said?
Research of this story.
Well, it went blah, 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 blah. All blended together.
A select group of people knew what I meant.
Oh, don't even start that. Continue.
Anyways, this is not an uncommon practice in the South or anywhere where there's evangelical churches.
But it's also illegal.
It is illegal, but it's not all that uncommon. It's becoming less and less common, but some of the older churches with older parishioners still think this way.
But it's one thing to think something. It's another thing to act on it.
Right.
But then again, we are in the Trump era, as I say, where people are acting instead of thinking. They're not even pausing anymore.
Right.
It used to be, you know, I want to do this to them and you would just think about it or something like that. Now it's, let's just balls out do it.
Yeah.
I mean, truly. Which is why I, in my opinion, think there's been so much more violence than there had been previously.
Right.
And ugly and nastiness too, by the way.
Oh, a ton of it.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's getting worse on both extreme sides.
Yes, it actually is. It's not just one particular or another.
No.
It just seems to be like a free-for-all. Like it's a free-for-all excuse to just go nuts.
Right.
I mean, and just screw your morals. Just do whatever. And,
well,
you know, don't worry about etiquette or morals or ethics or anything.
Well, when that is the message coming from the President of the United States, that's kind of where everybody goes.
I know, but that just seems so sheeplish to me.
Well, we are sheeple.
If that's a word. It's my word.
Sheeplish?
Sheeplish.
Okay.
I'm not a sheeple. I'm sorry. I don't care who's sitting in the office. I'm still going to be me and act like I always did.
I prefer to call them lemmings.
Yeah, same difference.
No. A sheep.
Well,
you're
correct. Yeah.
The sheep will stand around and wait for stuff, but they'll protest when it finally happens.
Right, for someone to guide them.
A lemming just follows the leader.
You're right. A sheeple just was looking for someone to guide them, whereas a lemming just follows stupid right off the cliff, which is what's happening as we speak every single day lately.
Right.
So, yeah. No, you're totally right on that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'll move on.
One would hope.
Has God We Trust invaded your town? Are you tired of government officials who want to plaster In God We Trust on taxpayer-owned property? Are you afraid because your local sheriff placed an In God We Trust decal on the patrol cars? We are here to help. The original motto project is for those who feel the separation of church and state is an important issue and should be honored regardless of your belief or lack thereof. Theists, non-theists, and all free thinkers are welcome. We need your support to show politicians that diversity exists within our nation, and their promotion of a monotheistic religion and push for theocracy will not be tolerated. Stand up and be heard. Join us at originalmotto.us.
I actually heard you wording along with that.
No,
you
I did
know?
Not.
Yes, I did.
No. That won't be in the final.
It just sounds so awesome, doesn't
I know.
It? Anyways, go ahead.
Rick Santorum fails to understand renewable energy.
You know I hate hearing his name. You do know that, right?
I'm aware of that.
And it's not his first name. It's his last name that just it puts nails in my head every time I hear it.
Your reasoning is different from everyone else's reasoning.
Everyone else, yes, I know, because my maiden last name is Santoro.
Yes.
And he's Santorum, and oh my God, it makes me cringe so bad.
Yes.
I can't stand hearing his name.
Anyway, during a panel discussion on CNN on Thursday, former Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum insisted that renewable energy isn't reliable enough to stop fossil fuels.
Wait. So he's saying all this renewal energy that we're finding instead of using fossil fuels is unreliable?
Yes.
That's so incredibly stupid.
Let's find out how unreliable.
It's really stupid.
Yeah. Santorum told the New Day.
Can we call him Rick?
Rick.
Please call him Rick. Rick. That's better.
Ravishing Rick.
Yes. Ugh. Rick. His name is Rick.
Okay. He told New Day host Allison Camerota and former Michigan governor Jennifer Granholm that the president should push his agenda on Twitter instead of bashing the media. He said, "We have a fracking revolution. It's driving down the cost of our electricity."
Are you kidding me? Okay, I'm like an amateur, likes to follow volcanology, right?
Right.
And I have an app on my weather feed because I've been an amateur meteorologist since I was a teenager.
Right.
It's one of my passions. And so, you know, on my weather app, I also follow volcanoes. I follow earthquakes, you know, you name it, whatever, mostly earthquakes. And the earthquakes coming out of that region are freaking insane. We live in Western Washington, Ring of Fire. Lots of earthquakes happen here. But we usually get, you know, piddly ones normally, you know, all the time. I've watched their earthquakes that they're getting over there. They're stronger than the ones we're getting here.
Oh, I know.
We're on the Ring of Fire.
I know.
And the middle of the damn country, like Oklahoma and all that, should not be getting earthquakes at all. And they've been getting ones that are like almost four pointers, which, you know, for that area, it's like didn't ever happen before. Yeah.
So anyway,
they're doing so much damage. Sorry, Granholm, I'm ranting.
Yeah. Granholm pointed out that solar and wind are cheaper. And right now, China is canceling 107 of its coal plants because solar and wind are cheaper than coal. Same in India, right?
Mm-hmm.
He replied, "It's not reliable. It's not consistent."
Wait a minute. That's where I was going earlier. That made no sense when you were saying that he says that those renewable energy sources aren't reliable, and yet he's saying fossil fuels, which will come to an end, are.
Well,
that makes no sense.
Technically, the sun will end.
The wind has been blowing on this planet and many others for, like, ever.
For 4.5 billion years.
The sun has been shining forever.
For close to 10 billion years.
It makes no... Actually, elementary children could have made a better statement than that.
Anyway.
And I mean that.
Well, yeah.
Literally.
And, but, you know, that wasn't enough for him. he went on Twitter to back up the claim that the sun is not reliable. And this is a direct quote from his Twitter account. I went and checked it.
Oh,
it's still there.
Oh, Lord.
"Sad to be criticized by the left for something as obvious as solar, clouds, and darkness... and wind, calm winds, are not reliable or consistent."
Oh, my God. What is his position again now? What is he?
He's nobody.
Oh, he's not in charge of anything?
Okay. He's former stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
He's so bad, Trump didn't even pick him for any cabinet
position. That's what I was thinking. Did Trump
he picked Rick Perry for energy.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
This would have been the perfect guy for him to pick for energy.
Well, that's where I was going with that.
Okay. Anyways, then when batteries were explained to him, he complains about the cost of having a reliable source for base and peak times, showing yet again his complete lack of understanding how the power grid actually works.
Oh my God. He shouldn't talk about things he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, truly, keep your trap shut if you don't know what you're talking about. Or, I mean, it's like my passion is meteorology, but I sure as hell ain't ever going to claim to be a meteorologist whatsoever. I mean, you don't go making claims you don't understand.
So I don't understand the Republican opposition to renewable energy.
Yeah, what is that? They have like this tick or something.
From oil? I mean, it's got
to
be.
I was going to say, anything that drives them always comes down to the dollar.
But
that absolutely is what drives them.
The amount of money that can be made from solar and wind power is incredible. You don't spend the amount of money that you spend drilling oil.
I know. And, you know, we are so far behind, say, Europe when it comes to that kind of energy. You know, you hear in this country, they're yakking about how they want, you know, to be more renewable energy, yada, yada, yada. You know, when they're, you know, running for campaigning and stuff.
Right.
Oh, I want, you know, we want to see more renewable energy, blah, blah, blah. honestly, no, they don't, because they get more profit from the other way, I believe.
Right.
Because if they truly did, we would look like a lot of the European countries.
Yeah.
I mean, they have freaking wind fan tower things underneath their bridges all the way across.
Well,
I thought that was neat, though.
No, that was actually an engineering mock-up. It's not there yet.
Oh, anyways, I do know that everyone, even people, have wind towers in their yards and stuff.
Let's put it this way. When I did wind towers, we were putting up Spanish-made wind towers.
Spanish-made wind towers?
Yeah, because the technology is not up to par here.
Right, yeah, exactly. And they have so many designs for wind towers now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're really awesome because we were looking into them.
Yeah, I want to put some up.
Yeah. But, yeah, so they're not really trying. I mean, truly, they're not.
They're not.
I'm Dustin.
And I'm Wesley.
We host the Atheist Nomads podcast.
We're godless geeks who take a skeptical look at
politics, religion, science, technology, and history.
We also interview leaders in the atheist, skeptic, and humanist community.
Check us out at atheistnomads.com.
That's atheistnomads.com.
All right, we're going to talk about some prayer patrol.
Oh, okay, I remember this now. I was going to say, what?
Yeah. At a prayer conference, at a press conference, wow.
Any different?
A little bit of a slip. At this one, no.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Earlier this week, Governor Bevin of West Virginia? Kentucky.
No, you're not so sure.
Sorry, it's Kentucky.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's Kentucky.
Okay.
Unveiled his plan to fight violent crime in the city of Louisville, which is in Kentucky. Bevin called for volunteer prayer patrols that will not report or stop criminal activity, but instead pray the crime away.
I love this idea. It's so stupid.
Well, here was my thought.
Okay.
Since prayer for medical treatments has been so effective, let's use it for crime.
I'm like speechless.
I've done it for once.
And it's a good way to look at it, though, the whole medical aspect of it.
Yeah, so why not?
Why? It's so stupid.
At this press conference, he outlined his plan to pray the crime away, as I said before, right?
You were going
to
say the God away.
Yeah, pray the God away. Pray the crime. Same thing, same effect. He says, I'm not going to have commissioner of prayer walks. We're not going to have a 1-800 number or websites. You don't need permission from me how to do it. You know, you walk to a corner, pray for the people, talk to the people along the way. No songs, no singing, no bullhorn, no t-shirts, no chanting. Be pleasant and talk to people. That's it.
That's just called being a good citizen without the praying part.
Yeah, you take out the one part, but, and it's a good plan.
I have a question, though. So let's say they're doing their citizens on patrol thing here, and they're walking the streets. What happens when they encounter a crime in action? Are they going to just stand there and pray that it ends, or that no one gets hurt, or that they can control them to stop?
So what?
Then there goes free will again. By the way.
Yeah, I know. So what I would like for them to do is to call 911 and then pray.
Well, because
then
would be
they've
okay.
done something useful,
right? That's what I'm saying. Will they call 911?
One would hope.
Or
so.
Or they're just going to stand there and pray, stop, stop, please make them stop. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
we'll see how well that goes.
Otherwise, it's just being a nice citizen and, hi, how are you, getting to know your neighbors kind of thing. But, yeah, I really have that question. Is there philosophy to just let something happen if they encounter it on their little walks?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, so let me get this. They think that if they go walking down the street and pray and say hello and all this, that
crime
will lower the crime.
Yeah, that's the assumption.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So, oddly enough, some people are actually skeptical.
Okay.
30 minutes before the meeting, the West Louisville Ministers Coalition held a press conference rebuking Bevin's approach to solving violence. This was part of their statement. If you are serious about fixing violence in West Louisville, then you must have the courage to address its root cause of injustice and racism, said Reverend Clay Calloway.
Oh, that's funny. Said Reverend to the governor.
Yes. He also said he needed a barf bag after an hour-long meeting with Bevin because he was sick of the governor's religious overtures.
Wait a minute. The Reverend said this?
Yes.
Holy crap. Seriously. No, there's a problem.
Yes.
When the Reverend is saying that he needs a barf bag from the governor speaking too much religion, there's an issue. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, somebody's a little too deep.
Man, that is, what is wrong with that governor?
Callaway also said, he has a responsibility to produce public policy, regulation, provide resources. We don't need a sermon or him quoting scripture.
Scripture.
We know the Bible and we're already praying.
Wait, who said that?
The reverend.
Wow. The reverend's the logical one here. Yeah. Holy crap.
So, a reverend from Kentucky.
Well, now that is a major twist.
Yes.
I mean, for the reverend to be telling the governor he's too religious, basically, or he's throwing his religion in too much,
yes,
where it doesn't need to be.
That's not something we normally get. Now, there are some very good progressive religious leaders out there, right?
Oh, yeah. No, of course.
And they understand separation of church and state.
And the importance of what needs to be where.
Right.
I mean,
and
truly.
That action actually does things, not necessarily prayer. They understand that.
Well, and
they're
already
praying, and they're saying, we need more than this.
Right. And on that line, they also know that, you know, they see it in the way that God wants you to take action for yourself and, you know, not just sit there and pray and do nothing.
Right.
God expects you to get off your butt and do something is kind of how a lot of them tend to look at it.
Right. They use the scripture. I think I got the quote right. God only helps those who help themselves.
Yeah.
So basically God doesn't help.
Anyways, that's a whole nother thing, but yeah.
Yeah.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either. So that makes it all even.
I still like that quote.
2 years.
I know, right?
Anyways, this week's Mr. Potter Award goes to Robert Foster, the Mississippi House of Representatives for District
28.
Yes.
At least you were able to say that.
Yes. Normally, while researching Potter Awards, I will go to a person's public Facebook page.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
For some interesting bits I can pull. But I hit a jackpot on this one.
I said face page.
Face page?
I forgot the page
of faces?
Facebook page. See, this is because I don't do Facebook.
Yeah.
Anyways,
like I said.
You were saying.
I really hit the jackpot with this guy.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't even use the original story. It was so good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was looking at something else entirely.
Okay.
So let's start with one from March 27th, which she talked about a bill that would have cut PBS money from the budget.
Like entirely.
Okay. Here's what he said, and I got a lot of quotes from him. So, we just debated cutting state education television budget in the House to use that money for more core functions of government, such as mental health, K-12 education, bridges, etc. Sorry, Sesame Street, I voted yes. However, it didn't pass, so big government, big bird, will hang around another year.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not done.
Ugh, fine.
It wouldn't necessarily shut education TV down to cut the state's support from their budget. They would just have to sell advertisements to cover their expenses, like, instead of using tax dollars, just like every other TV station.
Now, I'm taking that's not a true statement by your face.
Well, it is technically true-ish. That if they cut funding from the government, the only way PBS would survive would be to sell advertisements, and they would no longer be PBS. They would be
Well,
I wanted to say CBS, but they exist already. Corporate broadcasting station,
right? Yeah,
it would no longer be owned by the public, which PBS and NPR and all those that are government subsidized have been around for a really long time.
Dying breeds, actually.
Right. But they're really, really necessary.
Yes. And the fact that he's going to use PBS to fund all those things, no.
That's not that much money.
Well, I was going to say PBS does not bring that kind of money for what he wants to do, because that's where our taxes come in. That's what they're supposed to be doing with our taxes in the first place.
Yeah.
Bridges, you know, infrastructure. Education, there's an idea.
Yeah, well, maybe if he didn't live in the poorest state in the nation.
Yeah, they need some revamping happening.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But that's not even the worst thing he's done.
Okay.
This is what he said about HB 638, also known as the firing squad bill.
Okay.
So, with liberal activists stalling and trying to shut down the death penalty, making irrational claims that specific drugs used in the lethal injection are not humane enough, the Mississippi legislature took appropriate measures to get things back on track. We expanded drugs that can be used for lethal injection, and if liberals want to challenge those in court, we went ahead and added back into the lineup the gas chamber, electric chair, and the firing squad.
Okay, translate that for me.
So, with most states, they've gone away from the
firing old, squad type.
Right, they've gone away from physical.
Yeah, they're
executions.
All injections.
It's all chemical executions now, with the exception of a couple states.
Okay.
Right. So what's been going on is a lot of people are saying, hey, these drugs, they don't kill them painlessly, right?
Right.
There's all these problems that happen. There can be a mistake.
Yeah, we just listened to about one recently.
Right. So there's a lot of people saying the death penalty in general is wrong.
I have issues with that, but okay. You different. And I don't see eye to eye on that, but go ahead.
Anyways, so they want to get the chemical changed or banned as well.
Oh, okay.
Well, he wants it so that they can't say anything because they'll just switch to a different form of execution, which includes gas chamber, electric chair, and firing squad.
So, wait, what is his stance?
He wants more ways to execute people.
Oh, he's in favor of these other things.
Yes.
Wow, okay. He likes gruesomeness, apparently.
Yeah, he just wants...
It's one thing to watch on a television, on a movie, that's fake as shit. Oops. But to actually witness that in person, life is not a movie, people. And that's not pretty.
No.
Somebody's got some issues. Anyways. Yeah,
it's insane that we finally progress enough, right, to get away from these barbaric forms of execution.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised they didn't put the guillotine on there.
Yeah, right? Might as well.
Seriously. Well, that would take a lot of funding.
I was going to say the guillotine would at least be a lot faster than the electric chair or the gas chamber. Jesus.
Yeah.
I would rather have the guillotine than the gas chamber.
Well, as long as you're not, like, last in line.
Well, I was going to say, as long as it's sharpened after each one. That has to be a requirement.
Anyway, the bill passed and was signed into law in April. So now Mississippi has several ways to kill death.
Really?
Yes, several. Many choices.
They can choose all those?
Yeah.
And who dictates who gets what?
I don't know. I didn't see
And
that.
How is that dictated?
I'm not sure. I didn't get that far into my research.
Is it based on crime? Is it based on whatever? I don't even know where to go with that.
Again, I don't know.
And I can't believe they actually got that as
firing
an option.
Firing squad. I don't even remember last time someone was executed by firing squad. I want to say it was the early 20th century.
What year is this?
1917?
Well, and on a side note, what I don't understand, when you euthanize your pets, like your dog, it's a lot quieter. I mean, they give them, as far as I understand, they give them like a muscle that, you know, kind of mellows them almost, like anesthesia almost, you know? And then they give that other part so you don't have those kind of reactions. But from what I understand, that's not how it goes in an execution?
No, because of the rules set aside for an execution, everything needs to be kind of anonymous, right? So that not one person does the execution.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's kind of automated.
Machines, yeah.
Yeah. So,
But why can we put our pets down, and it seems, or at least from us watching, that it's a calmer experience than an execution, which I've heard has gone pretty bad sometimes?
I honestly don't know the medical reasons.
That's really
weird. I know the moral reasons.
Yeah. Well, wait. Moral reasons, you would think you would want it to be nice and calm and quiet.
Right.
Not awful.
But there's medical reasons that go into that based upon what chemical mixture they're using.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we can use this mixture with your pets, why can't we do it with the people? People are just animals. Well,
right.
There's no difference.
I agree. So, we should be able to just put people to sleep and then stop their heart.
Right.
Because when you go in for surgery, you're out. You're done. Right?
Oh, you don't even know time passed. You just close your eyes and then wake up.
what is so hard about bringing in
anesthesiologist?
Someone who knows, not an anesthesiologist.
Well, right. Just someone who can administer that.
Right. Here's your
cocktail.
Here's your cocktail. You're going under. You know, that's it.
Right.
And
that's
then,
what I never understood.
Then you can stop their heart however you want.
Well, that's what I never understood, because it's the same thing when you go, like you said, for surgery. You go under. You don't even get to finish counting to 10, by the way. If they tell you to count to 10, no, it ain't happening.
I know.
You get to 3.
So why can't
and
we use that particular technology, which is
quick,
not new.
And instant. Well, yeah, exactly. It's not even new. It's not like you're trying a new experiment. It happens all the time in hospitals. Put them under that way and then stop their heart, however, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, chemical, whatever.
It's pretty
although
simple.
I don't see a Weekend at Bernie's where they're carrying them around to line them up for a
Shooting squad?
Yeah, firing squad.
Well, then that would be but a humane it would firing satisfy, squad, though.
I was going to say, that would be a humane way to go for all the other things.
String them up.
But yeah, seriously, why can't they be put under and then do the stopping of the heart?
That just makes the most sense.
Yeah, I never understood why do you... It's like the we heard of an execution recently, and it went ugly. It went bad. It went real bad. And... I guess that's just what I don't seem to understand, why they can't knock him out, then put him down.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't know.
It's kind of the same thing they do for pets.
There may be stuff in there that we just don't understand.
No, of course. It's very possible, and somebody should email us and explain it if they know.
Cause... Somebody should just email us.
Don't make me laugh, I'll die. But, yeah, I don't know. That needs to happen. It probably comes down to money more than anything.
Right. Well, I went even further back into his post and found this doozy about HB 1523, also known as the Religious Accommodation Act.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Religious Accommodation Act.
Wait, what do they need religious accommodations for?
You're about to find out. Right. This would allow citizens and public officials to deny services to gays and lesbians.
Oh, of course.
It also says, and this is the first few lines of the bill. Okay. The bill's pretty long. I didn't want to say the whole thing.
Thank you.
The sincerely held religious beliefs and moral convictions protected by this act are the beliefs or conviction that marriage is or should be recognized as union of one man and one woman. Sexual relations are properly reserved for such a marriage. Man, male or female, refers to individual's immutable biological sex as objectively determined by anatomy and genetics at time of birth.
Wow, sounds like someone's got some issues.
Yeah.
Because that's like... trying to wrap up everything into one package.
Yeah. Well, the whole bill is just full of this ridiculousness, right?
I'm getting that.
So, but he had to comment on it because it's what he does.
No, wait. No. Who came up with this bill?
He's a sponsor of this bill.
Okay. That's what I thought his stance on it.
Yep. Okay. Let me see. What do I want to read from this?
It's really long.
Yeah. Here's part of his quote. Because we believe with full faith and conviction that there is no king, president, nor religious leader ordained high enough, no government agency or license that is legally binding enough, and no court that is supreme enough that ever exists now, nor ever exist, that can override the word of God.
So God trumps everything, including Trump.
Including Trump. Except for in this case, the U.S. District Court overruled this entire
thank goodness.
Thing.
This is ridiculous and a waste of time and money to even bring it up.
So hours before it went into effect, because this did pass and was signed.
Jesus. Uh-huh.
The U.S. District Court blocked it, saying it violated the First and 14th Amendment.
You think?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, that's ridiculous.
But I think by far the worst thing he's done is related to a bill that is currently in and would outlaw any abortion after a heartbeat is detected. Except to protect the life of the mother with zero exceptions for anything else.
Wait a minute. So pregnancy by rape is okay in his opinion. Fine. So it's okay to protect the life of the mother, he said? Okay. But
anything else, no.
Any unwanted pregnancy of any kind between incest, rape, well, technically incest is rape, but yeah, he doesn't care.
No.
Or if, there's other medical reasons, not necessarily going to kill her or anything, but really bad medical reasons.
Right. Well, this is what he said on his Facebook page about
okay.
Sex education should be the responsibility of every parent or legal guardian, not the responsibility of the government. He's halfway right.
Uh-huh.
Because some parents and legal guardians suck at sex education.
You think?
So, abstinence only doesn't work. No. You need to actually tell your kids what condoms are.
Yes, and what STDs are.
Right.
And what happens when you do things?
Yes. Now, it gets a little worse for me here because this drives me insane.
Okay.
Private charities cared for poor people long before government got involved. We grew to be the wealthiest and most powerful nation on earth with no entitlements. Widows, single mothers, orphans, and sick, and the poor were cared for then.
Yeah, sure.
And would still be cared for by private charity if the government would get out of the way and stop sucking the life out of the economy.
Okay. First of all, look at all the crap that it has been privatized. Yeah. Uh-uh.
Okay. So let's look at what happened to widows, single mothers, orphans, and the old prior to the 60s.
Okay.
How many were starving?
All of them.
Yeah, pretty much all of them.
About all of them. I mean, women.
So where were those private charities then? Why were senior citizens eating dog food?
And women had to prostitute themselves to put food on the table when they lost their husbands.
Right. I'm just talking in this, well, even in this century, they still did that. Or the last century.
I mean, now it's, you know, dancing on tables. You know,
right.
Yeah,
they still
have
to do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, more so back then. But yeah, I mean, you got to, they were not being cared for or helped.
No, not at all. The only ones that were being cared for or helped were those that belonged to sometimes the more progressive churches that were actually doing it.
Right.
But for the most part, the poor were being left behind. The old were being left behind. The sick were being left behind. Because private charities weren't doing it.
No, because it's more profitable
why the U.S. government stepped in and said, hey, we need to take care of these people before they fall down.
Right, because this country was, you know, going in a very bad direction. And once the people, as a majority, start going that route, your country looks really bad. I mean, you really drag the whole country. You can't just let your citizens fall to waste.
Right.
I mean, it says a lot about yourself, whether you like it or not. Country-wise, I mean.
Agreed.
All right.
So, but the worst thing he said of everything that I read of his is about to come up.
Okay.
This is about the same bill. And he's in a letter to the governor, he said this: the time to act is now. Young women should not be faced with this burdensome decision any longer. It should simply not be an option.
Oh, boy.
We must destroy evil before it destroys our nation and our children's future. We must uphold God's law in our land as well as Constitution. For the latter cannot exist without the blessing of the first. If it is the last thing I do as a state legislator, I will see that every last abortion clinic in this state is closed.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Again, speechless.
Now, he claims in the beginning of this letter that he's not forcing his religion on anyone.
Want to make a royal bet?
Kind of sounds like he is.
Everything that's coming out of his mouth is based on that.
Everything that he's ever done government-wise is based on his religious beliefs.
And what was he voted into this position?
He was elected.
Yeah. Why would you elect someone like that to be in a government position?
Well, you got to realize this is Mississippi. This is very rural Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah.
But that's just insane. I don't understand why people like that have to go and dictate how other people can live their lives. It's not his life. It's not his concern. It's none of his damn business how someone else lives their life.
I agree.
And that's one thing I don't understand Christianity. Well, it's pretty much any religion, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
They have to shove their damn nose down everyone else's business.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just, it's exhausting. It really is.
Yeah. And in case you're wondering, Mississippi has only one abortion clinic left open.
Yeah. You have to cross state line in order to find one.
Or travel for 6 hours.
Yeah. Well, a lot of that's crossing state lines.
Yeah.
But yeah, why can't they just do what they do, believe what they believe, live their life the way they want, and let their neighbor live the life they want?
Because they need to be the moral police.
But holy crap, they're the polar opposite of moral.
They need to be the prayer patrol.
That is just mind-boggling. If you had an atheist going down the street preaching how to be an atheist or some weird, stupid thing like that,
they'd lose their minds.
They would just, yeah. I mean, talk about violent acts, because I'm sorry, they tend to be more violent than non-believers do. Non-believers have their moments by far. They're not innocent at all. But the way that, you know, things go, the believers seem to get more violent. And it's been proven time and time again.
Yeah.
Because they feel they have to get in everyone else's business. It's their job to tell you how to save yourself.
Exactly.
And I just, oh my God, I just want to run away.
And that is one of my biggest beefs with religion in general.
Oh yeah, that's my biggest thing is, besides the fact that they, my biggest pet peeve, I think, with, you know, religious people is they claim to be, now not everyone, of course, but they claim to be this high moral person that puts down anyone who doesn't believe like they do. And yet, at the same time, they do horrific things. Or things that are like, you're supposed to be the moral one? I don't think so.
Yeah.
So.
The hypocrisy.
Well, yes, exactly. The hypocrisy. We are atheists. You know, full, open atheists. And yet, we have been complimented time and time again on our children's manners, their behavior. When we're out and about, we put actually other people's first. You know, we'll do things like when the car was on fire, we stop and I mean, we don't just not do anything or do something awful to someone else. I don't understand the thought process, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm ranting again.
That's what we do here.
Too much.
Yeah.
Anyways. I'm done.
Yeah, and I think that's all the yakking I got for this week.
Oh, I think I've expelled too much oxygen today, so.
All right, we'll be back.
Next week, yes.
Technically, next week.
Pre-recorded for next week and then live. Well, okay, not live. Live recording for the week after, yes.
Well, not, you won't do a live recording.
No, that's why I said record. Oh, yeah, I guess that.
Unless you want to.
No, that's a good point. No, I don't want to do it live.
Well, we should ask our people if they want to listen to us live.
Sorry, people, don't do it live. Now, when we record, we do it as if we were live because obviously you can hear me just rambling here, but. We're not doing it live. Don't even give me that look.
All right. We'll see.
All right. Next time, I'm going to say.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye. Bye bye!